Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Samech Ches. We are on Samech Zayin Amid Beis. Middle of the discussion, this long Mishnah that we're going to use in order to discuss the Shita of Rabbi Yehoshua. And again, just the context is we're going to say that Rabbi Yehoshua really holds like all these opinions because he comments on it and he's not necessarily arguing. So we ended off yesterday in the middle of the Mishnah about where the Kohen did not communicate with the Yoledis, the woman who just given birth, as to which Korbanos she wanted brought where, which were her Chova, which were her Nadava, and therefore he did them incorrectly. So now just by way of introduction, the Rabbi Yehoshua says, Mimin Echad, that they have to be two types of the same bird. The halacha is that there's only two ones you're allowed to use, Torim or Bnei Yona. As Pesukim says in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, there's actually a beautiful Ramban as to why is it that those are the only birds you have. So the first thing the Ramban says, this is on the beginning in Vayikra, Perek Aleph Yedalad, the Ramban says, maybe it's just a metzias. In other words, if the only bird that you would be allowed to use as a korban is something very hard to catch, you know, a vulture, an eagle, an owl, I don't know, a bat, something like that. So these are hard birds to catch. So the first thing that the Ramban says, it's a chesed. Hashem gives us easy to, you know, easily accessible. It's easy to catch them. He's going to be saying, quotes a medrash and vayikra rabba, kibs of se'izim, she'akriv min ha'gidolim, al vosu v'lo yitztarech laseis kelav tali of, you don't have to go and hunt them, your keshes, your bow, tzud, tzai, lahavi, to catch them. Okay. Now it says, the next point the Ramban brings out, aval rotza b'trim, Gedolim, he wants these older ones. Why? Bavur Pirushasan, but Devegim Biyadua Mahen. We know that these are very loyal birds. Shekev and Sha'ava ben Zuga, when their mate passes away, Lo Yadavik Ba'achela Olam, they never remarry. Because, okay, I'm not sure if that's what the Ramban writes. You have Vechein Yisrael, so to the Klal Yisrael, Devukim Ba'ashem Lekeichem, we're attached to Hashem. We never go to another god. Aval Hayonim, but the Yona Kinoi Ma'od. Now, these are very Kina, right? Kinosam Yispardu V'achlifu. When they're Kina, they're going to separate and exchange their spouse. Al Kain Lo Bocher Behem El Haketanim. That's why only the, when it comes to the, we'll see the Tamei's Daf talks about, but the Yona, it's only when they're young. Kodim Shiz Davu, before they get married. Ki Hayona Bekatnuso, when it's young, as Tis Tosefes Ahava Bekan Gidula Yose Mishar HaOifas. Okay, so there's a specialness to the young of them. So the Ramban brings interesting, again, two reasons as to why these are the animals we use for an ophos, either because of the fidelity, or the first reason is because it's metzias, they're easy to catch. Okay, now, in the Mishnah, it says, Mimin Echad had to be when the same one, either they were Torm or Bnei Yona. U Mishnei Minim, but if there was going to be two different ones, and the Kohen doesn't remember which one he brought, so then Tavi Shtayim. In this case, the Yoledis has to bring two more, one for each. In other words, whichever one of them was brought first, that will say that was going to be her Chova, right? And she has to bring another set in order to be Yoytzi her what's it called? Her Ola. But if you don't know which one it was, then she has to bring one of each. Persha Nidra Tzrich Lahavi Od Shlosh Pridin. If the woman said explicitly which one she wants for her neder, but she forgot which is which, and then she went ahead and she brought two pairs of the same, either two Bnei Yona, two Torah, whatever it was, and the Kohen then made the mistake, and he brings these two ophos above the chut hasikra, and then two below. Now she's going to bring three. Now all these are going to be an ola, right? One's going to be, one of them has to be replaced, the one that was brought below the one. Two have to be from the other type that's above that, in case maybe that was really the one that she meant all along. Min min echad, right? Mishnei minim tovi arba. So now the next part of this, if both of them were brought, they were the same type of bird, right? But if they were two different ones, and the Kohen doesn't remember which, she has to bring four, two of each. Because no matter which way you look at it, right, the Kohen brought one pair first, and he didn't leave anyone over to even give part of her neder. So therefore, she has to still has a complete chiv on the neder of either one. kova nidra, if she like attached it, right? Like kova is like she established it, or she committed it. She meaning that together, meaning it's all one. She connected it more or less with them, what they're saying, and the kohen did two above and two below. Tzricha shetovi od chamesh pridin lamal. Okay, now on the top of samaches. She's got to bring another five, and all of them have to be above the sikra as olos, because again, her what's her neder that she took, she wasn't yotzi, she didn't even get part of it. So if she's got to bring two more as an ola of each one, make sure she gets her netters done, and just bring another bird that's going to for the ola. That's how she's going to satisfy, because she linked them all together. That's if it's one. Wow. So if it was two divines, she's got to bring six, right? Speaking this out now, it's going to be two of each one to make sure that she was yotzi with her neder. And then she's going to bring one more of each one of the types that she does the correct ola, and one of the for the chiv she has of the, again, yeah, for the chiv she has originally for her neder as well. Wow, okay. Nesan lekohen. So she gave them over, these two pairs, to the kohen. The eni yodas ma nosna. But she doesn't know which one she gave, right? Or even she would give him one or two, right? Holach lekohen ba'os. And the kohen goes and he does what he has to do, meaning he brought them his kumans. The eni yodas ma osa. But he doesn't remember which one he did where. In this case, tzricha arba pridim nidra. She has to bring, now, she's going to have to bring seven total. Four of them are going to be two of the each species for her neder. Ushtayim, she has to bring two more of them, lechova, for her ola, right? Vechatas achas, and then one final one, vechatas, because either way you look at it, he brought them all as a ola. So she messed up. In this case, this is seven. Wow. Benaze omer, no. He says she only brings two, shtei chatos, because it has to be one of each of the types, because Benaze holds even the Kohen did one type of the Bnei Yonah or the Torim as it is an Ola, then now the Chatas has to match that as well. Om Rabbi Yoshua Zesh Omru. With all this thing, this is the parable. Now again, so you see he agrees with this. This is all lead up to this line, so that Rabbi Yeshua holds of it. This is what they say, Kishehu Chai, when a sheep is alive, Kolo Echad. It only has one voice. What? Makes one sound. But then when it's dead, kolo shiva. It really makes now seven, meaning they use the seven different parts. Rashi speaks out, they make the chotzotzos for that, the flutes or the drums, right? Okay, it becomes the strings. Okay, fine. So here too, because it was a suffix as to what actually happened, this woman has to bring now seven extra karbonos. So you see from Yeshua the fact when he brings this down, he's summarizing it, so all these Mishnayos must be like him. And according to what we said earlier, Rav Adarav is holding, the way he's explaining to Yeshua, that when you have an Ola, it becomes a Chatas, so then why are they no good? According to these Mishnayos, why are they no good? Just an interesting point before we go on to the Gemara, there's a Tosfos here. So Tosfos just speaks about what they're used for, right? Meforish, the Maseches Kinim, Karna, the Chatzotros, Mashma, Debaos, Shalom, Min HaKesef. So from the fact that Chatzotros were used, these are like the types of trumpets used in the base of Mikdash, and see that the Chatzotros are not from silver, because this animal does not have silver horns, right? Question, I guess. If you bow down to an animal, I mean you made it into a vodazorah, can you use its horns for, is it kosher to use for the chatzotos? So you see here clearly that it's not from silver, right? V'teima, but how could this be? V'hakom mitzraba. Gemara Menacho says Tanya v'chatzotos haisa bo min asosakasef. It came from a big piece of big like chunk of silver, right? So it's interesting. Tosfos gives a few answers. First of all, yeah, mihu hahi lokasha kulehai dehasam b'shel Moshe. That's talking about Moshe's chatzotos. Shelo haya kasher was the doros kidemash mehosam, because that was only used for his. His door. I heard from Rabbi Rosner, a beautiful idea, he's quoting from the Balei Musar, that he pointed out that we use the same kelim, the same menorah gets used, the same shulchan gets used, the same arm, but the chatzotos are different. Why? So Rabbi Rosner said, from the Balei Musar, then what's the whole point of the Blein Chatzotzot? It's for inspiration. So for every generation, you have to know how to inspire and talk to that generation. And what would be inspiring for a previous generation might not work for this generation. What worked for two generations ago wouldn't work. And so you have to figure out what's going to be. That's the deeper idea, the message behind why you had to make the Chatzotzot brand new. Beautiful thought. Again, when you understand it's come to be ma'oros and to arouse us, to inspire us. So what inspired my father and my grandfather, my great-grandfather, might not work for me. Might work for my kids. You have to find something that's going to be ma'oros, the lay of every person in that generation. Okay, then skipping over to Tevitz Rabbeinu Tam, he gives a good briskavort. The shneich inyone chatzotzros hayu, right? It's tzvei dinim. There's two types of them. Shel kohanim b'shel kesef. The ones that kohanim use those were silver ones. V'shel leviim b'shel karni behema l'chli shir. And the ones that we're talking about that the leviim use, that's what they're using for music. Okay, and another v'od yishlom de chatzotzros de kinim m'saches olazar. The ones we used originally to ask our kasha heinish shofar. That's really a shofar. You know, it's not the chatzotzos. It's called the kinamur besof bame madlikin perak lulav hagazel the ishtane shemasaihu the chatzotzro shifra shufro chatzotzos. We switched it. What used to be called the chatzotzos are now called the shofar, and what's called the chatzotzos vice versa is now the shofar is chatzotzos and the chatzotzos are shofar. So therefore, it's semantics. It's not really a problem. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. Amar. The Amar Rabbi Yoshua lafukimidi ni'ila. Maybe Rabbi works. It's not a kasha what he was explaining, but what Yoshua was saying that when the chatas, meaning there's no iser me'ila on it. Lemesekle lechoyva mi'amar. But he said that really would count for his chiyav, meaning all the Mishnayos and Kinim that we're talking about, all these olos that were really brought like a chatas. There's no question of Me'ila, right? But nevertheless, she still has to bring the korbanos. This Rambam in Me'ila, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam, Kol Chatos Of, O Olas Of, Shenifslu B'Shinui Esiyaso O B'Shini Mokom. If you did it in a... I'm sorry, I read that wrong. You did it in the wrong place, right? You did it the incorrect way. Asiyasim moelin bo, chutz me'ola sa'of shenimlak lemata kimlikas chatas l'shem chatas af sha'af al pish lo also lebailim l'shem chova, right? Even though it doesn't work for that, ein moelin bo, right? That's our Gemara right here. Hoya v'shina shema mokam yisiyasa v'shina ma'ise l'shem dover she'ein bo me'ila. So therefore, again, there's no... This is how we can save Rav Ad Bar Ahava. It still turns into that, but you're not Yotze, but it's not going to... I'm not going to say it backwards. You know, there's no Me'ila, but you nevertheless are not Yotze, and you have to bring a new carbon. Okay, the Mishnah now is going to continue in discussing Malika Psula. Says the Mishnah now on the bottom of Amar Av. Kol HaPsula and Shemalku, anybody who is possible from... bringing the korban, doing a vote, I should say, and then they did the malika. Kol psulin shemalku malikason psula. So the malika is no good. They were allowed to do it. Ve'ena metame beis abaliya, but it's not going to make tame if you're swallowing it. This bird molik b'smol obalila. If they did the malika with their left nail, or they did it during the nighttime. Another case, shachat chulim b'fnim, you did the shechita of a regular, like an anana korban inside the azara, or kodshim b'chutz, you did a korban outside of the azara. Eina metamos b'veis abaliyah. It's not going, same thing, it's not going to make you tummy for swallowing it, because the halachic status of malika is like shechita. Molok b'sakin, if you did with a knife and not with your nail at all, molok chulim b'fnim b'kodshim b'chutz, you did the malika on a regular bird on in Yazar, or you did it with kodshim bechutz. So now on Amud Beis, torin shelo higiyaz manam of neyona sha'avarz manam. Right. So it's interesting. What exactly are these doves or pigeons we're talking about? So if you ever want to know what an animal is, or like an artifact or something like that, the first place to look is the Steinsaltz. So he brings. And the pigeons we're talking about here is Columba livia domestica. And the dove is the European turtle dove, Streptopelia turtur. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. But those are the identity. Again, the pigeons, the doves we're talking about, so it's either too late or too early. There's a certain zman that each one can be brought as a carbon. Or sheyov shegapo, that its wing has now like withered away. She... Nismeis Eino, right? It's blind. Nikta'a ragla, its leg was amputated, it's cut off. In all these cases, even though the malika was done, metame bebesa belia, it would make you tame when you're swallowing it. Zehaklal, so here's the overall rule. Kol shepasula bekoidish, any of the meat that would be possible for a thing like Corbin, ain't no base of belia. Lohaya psula bekoidish, if it wasn't because it was an actual avoid it. Metame beis ablia, then it would make you tame for that. So there's a lot to talk about. Maybe just a few Rambams first. The Rambams in the beginning of Perek Zayin, Hilchos Pesulim Mukdashim, says Kol Pesulin Lavoda Shemalka Malikos and Pesula. Right? Anybody who's possibly quotes our Mishnah, and if you possible, then your Malik is no good as well. V'yafa pi she'osu ha'ov possible, even though that bird is no longer good to be brought as a korban, ena kenivla sa'ov hatohor l'tuma. It's not going to make you tummy. V'chein imolik b'layla o sheshachar chulim ifneim v'kachim b'chutz eino k'nevela. It does not have the status of a nevela. Molak torim shalohi giyazmanim v'neyona she'over zmanim. So you did the birds out when they're too young or too old. Shavish begapo she's meisa eino v'nik meharaglo harezek nevela l'chol dover. These are all real nevela. Zehekla kol shahaya psula b'koidesh psula v'eino nevela. It's not a vela. The lo haisa psula b'kodesh. It's not possible b'kodesh. Harez the nevela lichol davar. Halacha gimel lefikach hamolek v'nimseis treifa. If you would do the malik and find the animal's treifa, o shemolek besakin. You did it with a knife. O shemolek chulim ifneim b'kodesh b'chutz. Any one of these cases, harez the nevela lichol davar. It becomes a nevela she'ein hamalika mataheres umataheres ela davar shehu kosher lemizbeach. It would only work for something that could be brought on the mizbeach. There is a tshuva the Rav Moshe has in the beginning of the Igros. It's in Or Chaim Chilik Aleph Simen Ches. Rav Moshe is asked a question about Rachmana Litzlan, a person who was paralyzed on the left arm. So is that the same thing over here? Shiyav Shagapa. I mean, it's like it's withered away. It's as if it's not there. If halachically the person would not be considered to have any left arms, then the halach is you put on the right arm. But if a person would have a stump or something there on their left hand, that's the correct. I mean, they're righty; they would put it on the left hand side. So Moshe discusses this tshuva. He says, "Bedaver, where are we up to? Yedi rotzel la'avnuso leida dati. Bedaver yad smol shahanacha paralyzed le'inyan hanachas tefillin. So a person's paralyzed. Do they put it on? So." He discusses of al poshel anias daiti shehu rak biyovish legamre, right? When we talk about someone that's not even present, that's when it's yovish legamre. It's totally shehu davka beim lo totsi tipas dam. You wouldn't even be able to extract any blood from it. It's like there's nothing there. But in the case of a paralyzed arm, there's certainly not. You can't move the arm, but there is blood in the arm. So it's as if it really is there. So he writes that one would put that on. At the very end of the tshuva, he says zachweini sha'ab mori hagoin zatzal, his father David. Shahaya lo aleinu chole shiva chadashim hachronim echayev. The machlas ha paralyzed. Vitzido ha smolis. He was paralyzed on the left side of his body for the last 7 months of his life. Says Moshe, he niach tefillin al yado ha smolis. He would put it on the left hand on his side, even though he was unfortunately paralyzed. Okay, let's go weiter now into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, again, talking about doing the Malika with your left hand, small Velaila, a Matame Beis Hablia. So it's not going to cause that Bosser, you're going to become Tomei, as it is, if it would have been with a swallowing it. Zar Visakin, but if you had a Zar, meaning a non-Kohen who did it, right, or what's it called? You with a knife. Metam beis ablia. So in this case, it's going to make the person tame. Maishna small. So Gemara asks, what's the chilek about the first two cases? That it's not like a nevela, right? In the left hand, it is the isle hechshera biyom kippur. The left hand has a time when it could be kosher, like you do on the Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh Kodashim. He's holding the ketores in his left hand. Right? The Lila, and at nighttime, We also have Isle Hechshera Be'evarim U'Pedarim. You, on nighttime, any of these limbs or the fats that were brought from Korbanos, you could burn those up throughout the other night. So, throughout the entire night. So you find with small, right, by Yom Kippur, you find Lila with the leftovers, that there are times when it works. Zarnami Isle Hechshera B'Shechita. So a Zar also should be good because we know that a Zar could do the Shechita. Again, how that works, where does he get standing? Does he have a very long knife? Okay, but Lamaisa, a Zar could do the Shechita. So Gemara wants to know then why is Rav saying that if the Malika was done by Zara, it makes it into an Avela? So our answer is no. Shechita lav avoidehi. Shechita isn't really part of it. So therefore, you can't compare in this aspect, you can't compare the Shechita to Malika. Velo, one second, it's not an avoda. Shechita isn't. V'ha'am Rav Zeira, shechitas para bizar psula. If you're doing a para aduma, right, this week's parsha, if you would have a para aduma done by a zar, that's no good. Yeah? Umechave Rav Allah Alozer v'chuka, right? And he had a source for this in the Torah, because the psukim talk about Lazar's doing it. It says the word chuka, right? So that sounds like it had to be a Lazar. A Lazar was a coin. Shiny para, no, that's a different. Don't bring me a raya for korbanos from the para duma. Dekod she bedek habayis, because that's like a special status of bedek habayis, right? It's not really brought as a korban on the mizbeach. Therefore, the shechita that you have to do for the para duma can't be used as a raya to teach me a halacha regarding shechita on a normal korban, on a different korban. Velo kol dechein hu. One second, it's a kal vachomer. If a Bet HaKabayis, which is a lower level, and that needs kahuna, right? So then, certainly, right? So you see the fact that a non-Kohen could do it, there are things that applies to it. So Amrav Shisha, Bereidrav Idi, Midi, to have Amaros Negoyim. No. The shechita of the para duma is not part of the avoida. It can't make a comparison to shechita, but it's similar to maros negoyim, different colors for the negoyim. So that lav avoda, heath. Gemara says that's not an avoda, but nevertheless, even though it's not really an avoda, boy kahuna, a kohen has to do it, right? That we know that, let's say, even the kohen is not an expert, so a talmud chacham has to go with the kohen and tell him this is negoyim, this is not negoyim, but the actual amira, this the declaring the person has to be done by a kohen. So to here, same thing over here by the paraduma. Nelef mi boma. One second. Let's learn out from a boma. Now, bomas, we know were those. There was different periods of times throughout Jewish history when bomas were allowed to be korbanos were allowed to be brought on bomas. Now on this, right, before the Beis HaMikdash, before the it was built. So in that case, a zar was allowed to do malika, right? So you see, there's a case where it's fine. So why do we say that the bird becomes a nevela if it's done by a czar? So the Gemara says, Mibama lo yalif. No, you can't learn halachas from the avoiding in the Beis HaMikdash from halachas of a bama, right? That's not considered to be a good comparison. Velo, one second, you can't. Vahatan, you learned in Braisa. Minayin leyotze. What's the source that you know if you have yotze? I mean, you took out parts of the of a korban, right? It went out of the azara, then it makes it no good. She'im all lo yerib. Nevertheless, if you put them up on the mizbech, you don't take them down, right? Shahar yotze kosher bebama. Because you see this, you learn it out from the fact that yotze, when you took it apart, that was worked for a bama. So says the Gemara, you see from here, what do you see? That you could learn halachas from a bama. Right, this din of yotzei to something for the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Tana Azois Toras Haola Samichle. Right, the Tana of that brisa is going on the pasuk in Vayikra, Zois Toras Haola. Right, which you learn out from that anything that's ola on this bech shouldn't come down, even if it became disqualified, right? In other words, the pasuk is the actual source for the halacha of the braisa, but the case of the bama is only a support of this halacha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Okay, so up till now we're talking about Rabbi Rav, but now Rabbi Yochanan says zar ein metame abeis abaliyah. A zar does the malika; it doesn't make it tame. Sakin, when you did it with a with the, what's it called, you do with a knife, metame abesablia, that would make the person tame for swallowing it. Tanan, we have a raya now for the pus of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hapsulin shemalku, melikosam psula. That's our Mishnah. Anyone who is possible for doing the avoiding the base of Migdish, but they did the malika, so it's no good. But it doesn't mean that one who's going to eat becomes tame. Bishleim Rabbi Yochanan. Granted, it makes a lot of sense according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol lasuy zar. When it said the word kol, that's adding even if it was a zar, non kol did el rav kol lasuy mai. But according to Rav, who holds it's not, it doesn't become a nevela. What do you get? What's added by the word kol? So lav lasuy small velayla. Isn't it coming to add in if you did it with your left hand or if you did it at night? So when it says no, small velayla behedikatani. Right? So you have it, that's it says Beferish in the Mishnah, that's no good. Right? So it comes out, according to the Rav, Kol isn't coming to teach any specific case. Tani, Vahadim Beferish, you're right. This is a classic example where Tani taught it, and then Hadr goes back, and it's Beferish, it explains using very specific examples of how to apply the principle. Now, the Gemara here discussed the concept of a bama. I think it's worthwhile to point out a beautiful Meshe Chachma, just about how to view a bama. We know there's the famous machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban, just, you know, how do we view korbanos in general? You know, we're learning Zvachim, so what's the whole are korbanos a positive thing? So the Rambam seems to say, and he writes this in Mor Nevuchim, that a person can't go from one extreme to another. That they have to be gradually weaned and educated and trained in order to make a real, meaningful, lasting change. And a person who's so steeped in Avodah Zarah, so that's going to be very difficult to tell them stop. So the korbanos that were surrounding the Klal Yisrael, we wanted to act like the goyim. So we can't just say, you know, you can't bring any korbanos. You're too much of an extreme position. So instead, the Torah limits not all animals could be brought as korbanos, and not all places you could bring a korban. And through that, then gradually it could be. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Ramban attacks. He says, "What do you mean, avodah zarah? Adam brought korbanos. Yeah. Noach brought korbanos. What type of avodah zarah was there in the world?" So that, he says, "No, really, korbanos is a very positive thing." The Meshech Chachma is picking up on this in his Hakdama to Vayikra. So he says, "Hakadmoni nechlechu b'tam hakorbanos." Right? The machloikis is what's the reason. Hamora, that's the Mor Nevuchim, Omer kihu laharchi leiv ha'adam me'avodah zarah. Right? To separate us from idols. Ramban v'si'ato omru kihu lekarev kol hakoychos olamos, to bring closer to them. The Or Gedaliyahu quotes this and it says an idea. It's like a difference between a Sur Meirav versus an Atzei Tov, right? The Sur Meirav getting away from the Avodah Zarah, or the Ramban is like an Atzei Tov coming closer to Hashem. It says Meshech Chachma v'hu inyan elektri ruchani. It's an electrical, spiritual thing to bring korbanos. Asher b'peulois hakohen asa gavos b'olamos shonim ki yedua. When the Kohen brings a korban, it causes a tremendous spiritual chain reaction. V'ulayesh lahachria. So I can make peace, perhaps, between the Rambam, that it's not a good thing, it's to distance us from Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban says, no, it's gevaldik. Ki korbanos bama, when you had a bama, heim rak laharchik Avodah Zarah milavava shel Yisrael. That's what perhaps the Rambam is focusing on. It doesn't really say that, but a bama, when it was permitted, before we had a base in Migdash, yeah, that's to distance us from Avodah Zarah. V'chein tziva ki yaktiru l'shem shemayim, that it has to be done for Hashem. Lo chein korbanos beis hamikdash heim avadei lekorav ha'olamos lahachaber dodim. Right, so there's no special sivui when it comes to bringing a korban in the beis hamikdash, but by the bomb you found such a thing. Right, umakol zehad etzan reish perak parach chatas. Right, the end of Varmasech, the end of Zvachim. Ein reach nichoach bebama ketana. There's no reach nichoach. There's no pleasantness by a bama ketana. No, it's not for sake of making a pleasure to Hashem. It's really just to separate ourselves from negative things, right? To avoid that, right? Famous Gemara in the Dorim, Hanoider, when a person takes a neder, ki'ilu bona bama. It's like you built a bama by doing this. Why? Because again, what's a neder? A neder is when a person distance themselves, abstains from something. You know, this machloikis, Rambam and Ramban, is really the shitoson. The same thing by a nazir. The Rambam holds a nazir is a chote, right? Like, it's not, he's a chote. Why are you distancing yourself from this world? Hashem allowed you things. You shouldn't be doing this. The Ramban says, no, he's a chote because he stopped being a nazir. He was on such a high madrig and he stopped it. That's why he's considered, he brings a chatas. But that's the idea of the Ramban over here, that it's such a positive thing. And the Ram's looking at the base of Migdash. And the Ram was looking on the negative of the Bama. Haine Bama hu ligdor atzmo me'avodah zara. The Bama is like a netter in the sense that it's coming to protect us and to make a fence against avodah zara. Aval bezman shebeis Migdash kayim hu oisa resha b'mashe goyder atzmo me'avodah zara b'had debone Bama. Right? When you have a base of Migdash, you have an option of the Asei Tov, and you're going and you're building a Bama, that's a horrible thing. Halo Hashem behecha kodshov yochel karev b'mikdash. You go to the base of Migdash. Chein hanoider, so to a person takes a neder, who wrote to ligdor atzmo b'neder. He wants to take additional things. Aval hu moisif pesha, it's a sin. Kvar god gudor so hatorah. Torah already gave us a proper framework for leading a healthy, spiritually balanced lifestyle. So, since the Gemara was talking about Obama, what can we learn from it? I thought it was kedai to say over this Meshech Chachma. Okay, we're up to Tashma. We'll pick that up at the bottom of Samaches Mirtashem tomorrow.